This is food for thought for all you heathens. Too many coke riders and bottom feeders. Too many followers and not enough leaders. But I had no problem playing the teacher. Yeah, shorty, I peach ya. In need of a lyrical sermon, so my lyrical purpose is to play preacher. You call yourself creatures, that mean you was created to be something that they want you to be. So quit faking in reality. It means you just something they can play with. A character, but I don't like games.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Jeremy, a.k.a. J-Easy here with the You Feel Me podcast. We back at it. Once again, I'm a little late on this recording, but I'll explain why in a minute. But yeah, you can, if you're not watching this on YouTube, I got the camera going. This is the second episode I'm using the camera for the podcast. So as you can see, I'm getting a little bit better equipment. I'm doing this slowly but surely. I got a new mic, so hopefully I sound better. New camera next. And more stuff. I don't even know what to get. I'm just gonna get stuff. I'm gonna just search stuff on the internet and I'm gonna get it. So we'll get more equipment to get this better. But yeah, like I said, you can check this out on YouTube. Just search J-Easy, J-A-Y-3-A-S-Y. Of course, we are on Podomatic, iTunes, and go see other ones. Google Play. Yeah, so you can find it just searching J-A-Y-3-A-S-Y. I'm sorry, I'm just waking up. I'm gonna get it together, I promise. you can search J-A-Y-3-A-S-Y or You Feel Me on those platforms, and you should be able to find the podcast. And you can also follow me on all social medias at J-A-Y-3-A-S-Y. That's the end of the podcast. So the reason why I'm a little late, you know, I wanted to record this earlier, but you know, my girlfriend actually, she's gonna get me for saying this, but my girlfriend, she talked to me last week and she was like, guess what? I got the same off days as you do. So I'm trying to smile. You know, you gotta smile through it. You gotta smile through your pain, like, what? You do? Oh man, this is great. it's not that I don't, you know, it's not that I want to spend time with my girlfriend, but both days? You got both days the same off for me? This is, all right, well, we're going to do this. Both days? You know what I mean? So, even church is one day. Jesus only want one day. You got both of my days? All right. Well, here we go. But no, it was pretty good. It was pretty cool. I wanted to record the podcast on one of those days. But, you know, we end up doing things. No, it's not selfish. We end up shooting for her YouTube. She's a YouTuber. She's going to, you know, get her YouTube up and running. So we end up shooting some stuff for her. Actually came out pretty good. It was dope. I was on my director / cameraman thing. I was doing my thing. I was doing pretty good. The working with your girlfriend or like even with family members, especially your girlfriend, especially because you gotta give direction, you know, and sometimes you can bump heads trying to be creative. We're both creative people, which is great. I think that's the reason why we work so well together. But sometimes, you know, you can bump heads trying to get your vision across. But I think we work pretty well together. We haven't really had any problems. So she, you know, like, she was great at letting me direct, which is pretty good. I was going to say something like, because she don't listen to me any other time. But she was listening to me. So we got some good stuff. I think she actually, I think more than anything, she trusts me creatively. So, which is good, you know, because when I used to do photography a lot, and the thing that I'm going off, I didn't even mean to go here. Here we go, but we're going. I used to do photography a lot, and the thing that, you know, threw me off a lot when doing photography is sometimes you gotta, I know like if you're a model or if you're whatever you're doing, sometimes you gotta trust a photographer. Give them a shot because, you know, like the director, the photographer, they have a vision. They can see. I know you can explain to them what you would like, and let's try to do that also. But I see something. Like, I'm a photographer. I'm a director. I see something. So let's try this and just trust me with this. We're going to do what you want to do and just trust me with this. And what I figure out a lot of times is when that happens, when you do that, your client actually loves what you do. Well, me anyway. my clients actually like my shots. Like I don't do photography anymore. Like I said, it's, you know, the market is saturated. Everybody takes the same pictures. Like if you look on Instagram, like if you go to Santa Monica, me and my girlfriend was at Santa Monica Pier the other day. Everybody took the same exact picture. And she gets tired of me saying that. Well, she doesn't get tired of me saying it. Well, maybe she does get tired. But everybody takes the same exact picture. Like, I'm going to stand right here. You get this background of the Ferris wheel. And that's it. Like, everywhere you go, you see the same exact picture. If you highlight, I think on Instagram you can, like, tag locations. If you hit the location, you'll see everybody's taking basically the same picture. So that was one of my frustrations when I was doing photography. I think I see something dope, you know, that a lot of people, you know, don't see. And that's what I think with photography. Like right now it's so saturated, everybody's a photographer. And when I say that, you know, I'm not trying to shit on anybody, but these days you can just pick up a camera. Because these cameras are great now. You can just pick up a camera and start taking pictures. Actually, that's what I did. But the reason why I did it, because everybody liked my shots. Everybody liked my shots. So I was like, yo, maybe I should get a better camera. Maybe I should actually start doing this. And that's the way I got into it. But now it's a good way to, you know, take people money. You know what I'm saying? You can charge $50 for some shots. They give you the $50. Like, I don't like them. You're like, all right, well, you know what? It was $50. Right? So you can do that now, but you know, a lot of people just using it as a way to get some money real quick. I don't know where I'm going at, but that's how I got all over here. But yeah, me and my girl, we did some shots. I wanna see how they come out. She's gonna edit them. That's good. The reason why that's good, is because I want her to do her own thing. And I could edit them, but it's good that she's taking control of the editing part so it won't burn me out. The only thing about me editing, sometimes I don't feel like editing. You know, sometimes I don't feel like doing it. And it's great that she's willing to go do her own thing you know, get her own product, get her own content out there. And it can be how she wanted to look. Now I can give my input, but oh, right here, let's do this. You know what I mean? And I'll throw my little pieces in there. But for the most part, it's going to be hers, man. And I can't wait to see it. I'm excited to see, you know, how it comes out. And I hope it's very successful so I can quit my job. That's the reason. I'll shoot these pictures for you. Let's go. Let's go. Let's do this right now. Because I want to be a stay-at-home boyfriend. You see this mic and stuff? It's not for my podcast. I'm trying to get my mixtape out. I'm getting ready for her to be successful in the J-Eazy, You Feel Me, Volume 2. I'm sorry, 1 and 2, because I already got it all planned out. It's going to come out as soon as I get to be one of those guys that live off their girlfriend. Shoot, that's my goal. I don't care. Y'all can call me what y'all want. You don't want to listen. I already provided. I already did that. You know what I mean? I already did the man thing, you know, pay the rent, to pay the bills. I already showed her I can do that. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really need to show that anymore. So when she makes it big, listen, let me do my mixtape. Let me play my Xbox. I'm looking forward to it. It's almost like retirement. That's what I'm looking forward to, retirement. All right, so, man, I am way off right now, but it's all good. So, yeah, my girl, you know, we did the video shoot thing. And then it comes to, so the reason why I got the same days off and I wanted to watch football. She knows I like to watch football. So I was watching the games this week, but I was watching, not all of them, but some I was watching with my girl. And anybody knows, everybody heard this, everybody's been through this. When you're watching it with your girl, gotta explain a lot. You gotta explain a lot again, which is okay. But it gets a little annoying. Like, I just want to watch this. They ask questions at the wrong time. Like, ladies, if you're watching football, ask questions. You can ask questions. It's great. We love to teach. We love to tell. We like to talk. We love to know what we're talking about. You going to ask us about sports? Great. This is one of the few things I know about confidently. And even if I'm wrong, you don't know. So I'm going to seem like a genius no matter what. But yeah, the field goal is worth 17 points. That's why. She's like, okay, cool. So she's asking questions, which is cool. But like I said, they ask at the wrong time. She asks me stuff like, why do they got zebra shirts on? Why the refs got? I don't know. You know, there's nobody, no team called the Zebras. I don't know. But that's how my, well, not all the games, but like maybe the last game, the Patriots game, was. I had a lot of explaining to do. So she was like, what is 3rd and 15? So they got another down after this? It's like, yes. Yeah, I was trying to remain patient. My patience has grown pretty well. I don't think she's going to know. I was like, if you don't be quiet, we're going to have a problem until she listens to this. And if next episode I don't have the camera on, it's probably because I got hit in the face. So we'll know. Or I might not even record. I'll just be like, yeah, that was sick. Yeah, so I got a chance to watch the football games, man. And, man, listen, I picked the Saints. And technically, I was right. Come on, let's be honest. I was right. The Saints won that game. Technically. Okay, technically, and then physically, they didn't. But we all know what happened. If you're watching this, you're probably, you know, a person that watches sports. Most blatant call missed out. I don't know if that's any. I can't really think of anything more blatant that was missed in NFL history. I don't know. I can't. I'm not really a guru. I can't call plays, recall, but I think that was just so blatant that even my girlfriend, I don't think she saw it, and she didn't see it, but even my girlfriend was like, what the fuck was that? that was crazy. It sucks that that's how the Saints went out. So I think I technically was, I was right, right? Because listen, let's be honest, I'm not really wrong a lot. So technically I was right, so I get to repick. You know what I'm saying? So this doesn't go against me. So, but yeah, that, you know, the Saints won that game. I'm not the Saints, I'm sorry. The Rams won that game. Shout out to the Rams. I'm in Long Beach, I'm in Cali, so, and I'm excited to see the city. You know, this is the first time in a long time where they get to go to the big game. So, you know, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. When the Ravens went to the Super Bowl twice, that's more than some people teams have in their entire history. And I think we're still one of the youngest teams, you know, in the league. So anyway, when the Ravens went to the Super Bowl, you know, I was in the city, and there's this crazy energy when your city is in the Super Bowl. Now, well, in Baltimore anyway. I mean, that's the only city. No, wait, I've been in Philly when Philly went against the Patriots in 2000-something. But, yeah, you know what? There is a crazy energy in the city when your team is going to the Super Bowl. I'm here, maybe because I'm in Long Beach, but I see Rams stuff. I mean, I see Rams merchandise, but I don't feel that energy. Like, yo, y'all about to go to the Super Bowl. Like y'all just got this team again. Y'all just got this team again, you know, a couple years ago. So I don't feel the energy that I expect, you know, when Super Bowl is happening. So, you know, maybe a pickup. I don't know. But, you know, in Baltimore, when we were going to the game, it was purple everywhere. You know, like, they checked street lights. Some of the lights was purple. You know, people getting accidents because all the street lights, all the stop lights was purple. It was just worn out. We ain't changing. But, no, it was just a lot of energy in the city, and I don't feel it here, but you know, I wish him the best of luck. I think I'm going with the Saints just because the other team, y'all know. I didn't get there yet, but I'm gonna go with the Saints because they're in the Super Bowl and I'm in LA. Now, don't get it twisted. A lot of people say, you know, you a Saints? Nah, bro. Ravens till I die. Let me put that out there right now. I don't want to hear nothing. In fact, I'm not rooting for anyone. I am rooting because I don't want the other team to win. But I'm a Raven. Don't get it twisted. I just wanted to get that little segue in there. Don't do me like that. But yes, the Rams. And then it was the Patriots versus the Chiefs. This is a pretty good game, actually. Pretty good game, but the GOAT, man, he's the GOAT. You gotta give respect where respect is due. Tom Brady, man, he is the GOAT of football. Like the greatest quarterback ever. And we all knew that last drive. We was like, you know, it's too much time. We already know. We seen this before. And this is when I was talking to my girlfriend. I was like, this is what's gonna happen. And then you got your conspiracy theorists that, you know, the refs, that always comes with the Patriots. But, you know, some questionable shit did happen. I'm not even going front, but when it comes down to it, that guy executes, I think somebody was an offsides call. Somebody's like, you know, I seen a couple people like it, even on TV. If that didn't happen, if your sister had a penis, it'd be your brother also. So it's just like, ifs do not matter. Don't come with ifs. Ifs, because you're not coming with facts. Your ifs is some hypothetical stuff. But we're talking about facts. The fact is, that's what happened. Somebody lined up offsides. And I don't know if, maybe Tom saw that flag. Maybe Tom saw the offsides and took a risk and threw that interception. But you gave him another shot. You can't give Tom Brady shots, man. You cannot give him another chance. He's like, oh, okay, I see where I messed up. I'm going to bust you this time. Every time. I hate to go back to my Ravens, but I can tell you plenty of times where we dropped a pick. And he's like, oh, okay. I get the ball back. Touchdown. Every time. You don't give that guy a second chance, man. I think they got two interceptions off of him. If you get two interceptions off of Tom Brady, you better win that game. You got to win that game. No, there's nothing else. He doesn't really make mistakes like that. So whenever you get a chance, even if it's off somebody else's fingertips, a lot of them, you know, he threw a little far, but they were catchable footballs. If it comes off of his, you know, if you get those interceptions, you got to win. You got to make them pay. You got to score. And field goals ain't going to do it, bro. Field goals ain't going to do it against that guy. So, yeah, Patriots won. Beat the Chiefs. Andy Reid, man, he's a great coach. It's just like he can't get it done. I don't know what that says about Andy Reid. I still think he's a great coach. Sometimes, you know, great players, great coaches, you know, they don't win. It's hard. Like, it's really hard to win a Super Bowl. You wouldn't think so with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, but it's hard to win a championship, right? I'm a basketball guru. Think of all the great basketball players that don't have a championship. It's not as easy to win it all because, especially at the professional level, right? Everybody's good. Everybody's good. I hate actually when somebody normal is talking about professional sports, calling somebody a bum. First of all, you better shut up. Actually, on the internet last week, it was on Facebook. You know, me and my friends, we got a lot of basketball players, and they've been posting their grade. They've been grading themselves, like, you know, 3-point shot, 8-minus, you know, my inside game handles, B+, my dunks. So I'm looking at these grades, man, and I'm like, what are you comparing yourself to? What are you comparing yourself to? Because I'm seeing some people saying 3-pointer, I'm a B. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, understand, like, we're talking about 2K. Compared to 2K, NBA rookies come in with like a C average. you really think you're C average? Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I said, I'm guessing whatever you compare yourself to. I did mine, and I'm better than, I don't mean to cheat my own horn, but we all know I was better than a lot of them people that was posting their grades. And I'm like, F minus. Because I'm comparing myself to the NBA, the highest level. So I'm not, I guess if you're talking about if you're the best around the bums, yeah, sure. I was a pretty good A. But nah, man, you gotta compare yourself to the best, and you can't be calling people bums. You can't call a professional a bum. Even the D1 player is three times better than you. Like, that's something that I learned playing sports. I played against a Division II person. I was like, holy shit, this guy's good. But yeah, the Super Bowl, man. You know, look out for the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes he's already like crazy. He's a stud, man. So Chiefs, you know, they ain't make it. Andy Reid, I wonder. He's not going anywhere. He's undeniably a very good coach. I guess I'm not going to give him great because he didn't win the whole thing, but he's a very good coach, and I don't see him going anywhere. So yeah, that's my Super Bowl pick. I'm going for the Rams. As always, you can't really. Give me 1 second. You can't count out that man, Tom Brady. Give me one moment. Computer fell asleep. I want to make sure I'm still recording. All right, I was recording. My bad for the dead air. I got a new computer also. Well, it's not even mine. It's my girlfriend's. She has a MacBook Pro. I have a Air. But it went to sleep, so I just wanted to make sure. And I'm using a different program to record the podcast, so I don't know. I just wanted to make sure everything was still rocking out the right way. But yeah, the Super Bowl pick, I'm going with the Rams. Just because they're going against the Patriots. And you know me, you know how I feel about Tom Brady. Even though he is the greatest quarterback of all times, I don't want him to win. But even when he does, I'm impressed. Like, I'm impressed. Like, I don't want to seem like a... I guess that is a hater. I was going to say, I don't want to seem like a hater, but that's actually the definition of hating. I don't want him to win. Why? Because he wins all the time. That's a hater. I'm a hater. I'm a Tom Brady hater. I'm a Tom Brady hater, but I respect Tom Brady. He's the best quarterback of all time. So I'm going for the Rams, but I'm not going to count out the Patriots. What else happened this week? Oh man, the funniest thing happened this week, and it was my favorite part of the weekend was the Adrian Broner and Manny Pacquiao fight. Oh my god. So I never go for Adrian Broner. I've never really seen, to me, anything that makes him spectacular. I was just like, whatever, he's a boxer. You know what I'm saying? Everybody says the same thing about him. He has potential. But he never really uses it. So this time he's a trash talker, and there's nothing wrong with talking trash. I actually love trash talking. You know, this podcast was actually gonna be called Talking Shit, but I didn't wanna have this, you know, shit everywhere. I didn't wanna have, even though I cuss in the podcast, I didn't wanna have it in the title. You know what I'm saying? I didn't wanna have talking shit, like, you know what I mean? So I like shit talking. Adrian Broner talks a lot of shit, but his voice is so light. His voice is, you know what I mean? His voice is so light, so his shit talking is just weird to me. It's like, here's the thing, I know he can beat my ass, but you don't sound tough. You don't sound tough when you talking. Mike Tyson had that little voice. He didn't really talk shit, but what he did, it was weird. Like, I want to eat his skin. Like, man, shut up. I wouldn't say that to his face. But with that voice, you're not that good of a shit talker. So Adrian Broner, he's a shit talker, but and he doesn't back it up. To me, he doesn't back it up. I mean, he has a decent record. I think he's something in four. But to me, he's not that elite fighter that people, you know, he claims. He claims he's an elite fighter. Whatever, do your thing, man. You should be confident in yourself. But anyway, I'm saying, so he his thing was like, yo, this is for the hood. I was like, all right, well, I got to go with you now. I gotta go with you now. I'm rooting for you, buddy. You just for the hood. This is for the hood. Okay. We coming. I think a lot of people was rooting for him because it's for the hood. You know what I mean? It's for the hood. I don't know what to say. You say that. We like, yo, I hope you do this. So he like, it's for the hood. I'm like, all right, man. You got it. You got it. I'm going with you, bro. I'm going with you. And I think that's got a lot of people was hoping that he pulled it out. But, man, he got washed by Pac-Man was washing Pac-Man was washing AB all day. Oh, yeah, I mean, all blunt hits to the face. That's what AB stand for. All brutalized. All beaten up. That's what it stands for. AB, all beaten up. That's what happened. Because Manny Pacquiao is a... And then Manny was 40. So I'm like, maybe you got a shot, you know? Manny ain't got it like he used to have it. I mean, he still got the hands, but maybe he can't, you know? He got his, you know, his feet... Like he got glue on the bottom of the shoe or something like that because he can't move the way he usually moves. That's what I was going with. So I was like, maybe he got a chance. Man, I think he won two rounds. I give him two rounds. And in fact, I got to look over it. I think it was about two rounds because every time everybody says the same thing, he doesn't let his hands go. It's like he's scared to get hit. He's a counterpuncher. He hit Manny a couple times, but he was throwing about 10 punches around, man. You can't win no fight unless they're all knockout punches. That's the only time you can win. He wasn't throwing anything and Manny was catching him. So it was a easy fight. Like, looking at it, I was like, bruh, you did this for the hood? We good. No, you do something else for the hood. Just give back to the hood. How about that? If that's what you was talking about, the check that you got, you going to donate some of that? You going to put some of that money back into the hood? Is that what you meant by this is for the hood? Because that fight, nah, we don't do that. That's not how we do in the hood. Even if you lose a fight, you lose fight. He ain't in any fight. He was just taking it. Bop, 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 bop. Damn! Did you know the fight was they cut his beard off so you can really see him get hit in the chin? Did you remove your beard so we can see you get punched in the chin? Fuck are you doing, AB? Same for the hood. Yeah, man, that was that. And then at the end of the fight, the thing that killed me, man, the final bell rung, and he ran to the turnbuckle and put his arms up. What? You put your arms up after that? Is it because you was happy it was over? Is that why he did it? He was just happy. Oh, I made it. Oh, my God. I lost my shit. When he ran to that turnbuckle and put his hands up like he won, I was like, you are delusional. You are delusional. I could not believe it. And then, like, you know, at the end of the fight, oh, my God, his interview, he's like, how you feel? He's like, I won. What are you talking about? I made a miss. Like, no, you didn't. He hit you with almost everything. I landed more punches. No, you didn't. He landed more punches than you threw. So, oh, man, that was just great. That was just great comedy for me, watching, you know, AB's fight. You know, I wish he would have won. But, you know, like, the hood, we good. We good on that, AB. This one for the hood. Nah, bro, we good on that. We good on that. My boy, actually, I said my boy like I know him. Tank Davis, his fight coming up. I think it's in February. It's in LA, so I'm going to try to go to that. that guy fights. So I'm looking forward to that fight. That's the next fight I'm looking forward to. As far as Adrian Broner, man, I gave him a shot. You know, I tried to watch. But I think I'm good on his fights. And I haven't really watched too many of his fights, actually. The ones I watched, I was disappointed as a fan of boxing. He doesn't throw his hands. He lands shot, but he doesn't do... It's not anything to watch. I wouldn't pay pay-per-view to watch that fight. And don't ask me how I watch my fight, because I ain't giving up my streaming systems. You ain't going to be shutting me down, but I had a good view. But I'm not, you know, I wouldn't pay pay-per-view to watch. Now, Floyd Mayweather, people say he's not excited. I'm a boxing fan, so I would pay to watch Floyd Mayweather because I'm a boxing fan. You really got to be a boxing fan to look at Floyd, because Floyd is a technician. He's not a knockout artist. A lot of people, you know, want to see brawl, want to see UFC fights basically in the ring. That's some people's style, but that's cool to watch actually too. I'm cool. I'm down to watch some sluggers, but I also love technique. And then when you talk about technique, Floyd Mayweather, man, he's the master at that. And a lot of people, he's a boring fighter. You're probably not really a boxing fan. You just want to, you know, see some hits, which is understandable. But I will watch Floyd. I won't watch AB. I'm cool on watching. Maybe depending on who he's fighting. After that fight, I don't really see what's next. You know what I mean? That was like the biggest fight for him to fight Manny Pacquiao. And you don't throw any punches? He was there for the check. And he had to have been there for the check. Because he had a chance, man, to fight to beat an old Manny Pacquiao. Pac definitely going to the Hall of Fame. Even though he's not drawing the same, you know, amount of money that he used to draw because of the couple losses that he got. He had a chance to have a big fight on this. That'd have been a big win for him. You know, to beat Manny Pacquiao, Adrian Broner. What? But yeah, I'm cool. I'm not really gonna. I'm cool watching his fights. I don't know. You know what's next for him? What's after that performance? It wasn't even close. So I don't know who he's gonna fight next. He's gonna fight some person I never heard of. Yeah, and that's that. They were actually talking about Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather too. And then everybody, I don't really want to see that. I don't really want to see that. We already knew what was going to happen. One, I don't want to see two old men fight. They're both old. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're both good. They're both still good. They're probably both still better than the average boxer. But I would have rather seen them fight when they both were, you know, that when that fight was supposed to happen. That would have been one of the best fights of all time. But we missed it. It's something we missed, man. And we can't go back and get it. So I don't give a fuck how many times they fight. We don't care. I don't care. I don't think real boxing fans care. I mean, we'll watch it just because. Just like I'll watch the Conor McGregor fight. Whatever. We'll watch it. It's entertainment. But as far as the fight that you want to see, yeah, I think we're good at that. What else? What else happened? I think another thing happened. I'm going to close with this, man. My guy, I am happy to see he's back in the media, in the spotlight. He did a great job, because I'm getting to Soulja Boy, Young Draco, man. Young Draco, The Breakfast Club. If you don't watch The Breakfast Club, you should watch. They have some of the most epic interviews of all time. Like, the only thing that's more epic than that wasn't on Sway was, not on Sway, on The Breakfast Club was Kanye West on Sway. You ain't got the answer, Sway. I'm surprised that wasn't on The Breakfast Club. That's how epic that their interviews be. But anyway, they had another one with Soulja Boy, Young Draco. He came on and he just did his thing. I'm not going to go over everything, but I'm not a fan. If for me, it was like, it was funny. It was entertaining. But for me, it was like he needs that attention. He was looking for, like, he was showing how much he got paid. Now, maybe because I don't have any money, maybe I don't get it, but I'll never show how much I got paid. But I don't need that validation. I don't need to show, look, I got money. Like, and it was like he needed that validation, but he did it. He's back. He's back in the spotlight. He's got that attention. Now, nowadays, attention is currency, man. That's the new currency. If you can get attention, you can get money. You can get money. So he's back. He's selling his little game console. The Soulja Boy Tell Him game console. The U. The Super U. But yeah, is he he said some things that was kind of accurate if you think about it. Like, he's talking about, I started this internet shit. He might not start, but he did blow it up, right? Everybody's doing their music, you know, on the internet. His MySpace music. Like, if you look at me actually on YouTube and all these other places, we're all doing it independently. And using the internet to do it. And let's be honest, the Soulja Boy, as much as it hurt for y'all to say, he actually started that shit. This music, yeah, he went, I don't know if it was 100% independent, but he started that shit with the internet, and he actually said it, and everybody, like, I'm like, yo, he's tripping, but he's right. Soulja Boy started that, so it's like, it's cool to see him back in it. He did some other interviews, and people was kind of like shitting on him, man. And I can't think of the interview because I don't really watch the show. I saw a clip of it, and the young lady was like, why you got so many businesses? I'm like, what? What kind of fucking question is that? Like, why don't you should have more, as many businesses as you can handle? That's, you should have them going. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she might have meant something else. But I was like, yo, that was the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Why do you have so many businesses? If you're watching this right now, I hope you start a business. I don't know what it is. I hope you start something. Dang, this is about to get deep. Huh? I can go deep pretty quickly. I hope you start something, man, because look at this government shutdown. Things that's going on right now. Like, nothing is promised. Unfortunately, your job that you have, the job that I have right now, it can let me go tomorrow, you know, for any reason. You know, maybe the boss don't like me. I hope he does. But that it can happen. Like, those government workers, they didn't know that they were going to be shut down this long. Rent don't care that the government shut down. You know, cell phone bill don't care that the government shut down. So if you're watching this, man, I encourage you to start something. Like, plan it out. And here's the thing, like, do it while you have a job to fund another business. Do it while you can, before you have to do it because you have to, right? Because if you wait till you have to, it might not work. Selling whatever you're selling might not work. But you have this income to at least build that up. You can at least build that up while you're trying to build this over here. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you wait to the government shutdown to start your own business, now you got to figure out how to make it work while not getting any money, while being hungry. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, start your own business while you got food in the cupboard. Start your own business while you got milk in the refrigerator. Listen, I be dropping jewels, man. I'm a guru. I'm a guru. You're welcome. You're welcome. Hey, somebody, I'm going to tweet that. Start your own business while you got oozing noodles in the cabinet. Yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I started this early today because with the camera, I'm going to get a better camera. But, you know, natural light, if you're a photographer, you know that natural light is the best light. When me and my girlfriend was out recording, some homeless guy just walked up on us. It was like, I work for studios. Let me tell you about light. And me, I try to give everybody respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I try to give them respect. You know, I'm not like, because I'm not scared. You know what I'm saying? I'll be like, ooh, you're homeless. Like, get away from me, you bum. Like, nah, man. Like, give these people respect. Now, if they're doing some crazy shit, of course, distance yourself. But, you know, you can nod your head. Oh, yeah. Hey, okay, cool. I'm going to go this way. So anyway, this guy, homeless guy, came up, you know, seen us recording, you know, put his 2 cents in. He got a little too close to my girlfriend. I was like, okay. I told her, like, you go to the car. She was like, okay, cool. Like, got up out of there. But how I even got over there. But the reason why I show at least respect to somebody that's, you know, I'm gonna call them homeless, call them down their luck. You know what I'm saying? Like, the reason why, you know, we're all one bad decision from being that person. Like, you gotta realize that. Realize you're, especially in this economy, you're one bad decision from being in a fucked up situation, right? And now, look at, like, let's go back to the government shutdown. It don't even gotta be your decision. It could be because of somebody, you was doing your part. You was waking up, going to work. You went to school. You did this. You did that. You abided by all the rules and everything you're supposed to do. But now you don't have a job. Now you got to look at how you treated everyone else that was down on their luck. You treated them bad. You know what I'm saying? You rolled your eyes at, ugh, get a job, you bum. Like, come on, man. You don't, that is not even necessary. Like, even, I'm not saying give your money out to everyone, but pick your spots. If you got it, you know what I'm saying? If you feel this person is really down on their luck, you got a couple coins. And I ain't mean to get this deep. But if you got a couple coins, you know what I mean? Hey, man. Hey, listen, man. I don't got much. You know, here you go. And I seen one time, you know, actually, my girlfriend, she's the same way. Like, her and her family was eating. Her family. We were all eating. I don't really edit too much of the podcast. I'm going to edit that shit out. It's like, no, I'm going to keep it. But we were all eating, and this lady was like, hey, you know, she came in and was reading at McDonald's. Hey, fuck it. We hungry. We was eating at McDonald's. And this lady came in. She was asking people for money to get something to eat. This is probably my last story because I got to get ready to go to work. But she was asking for money to get something to eat. My girlfriend was like, hey, we got an extra sandwich. And no, not she said it. She said, hey. And the girl started coming over. And my girl gave her, like, a sandwich wrapped. And the lady was like, ugh. Like, she fucking turned her nose up at it. Girl, like, bitch. Bitch, I'll try to help you out. So you got some of those people that, you know, might be trying to get money. I don't know. Maybe she don't trust food. You gotta look at it from a different angle. I understand that. Maybe she don't trust food from other people, which is understandable, right? You gotta be careful these days. But the way she turned the nose up, like, bitch, so I don't want that food. My girl's like, all right, bitch, I'm trying to help you out. Shit. But I don't know. It was just weird. I was like, okay, well, if you're hungry, you know? But it is what it is. I'm just saying. That's not Donald Trump. Let's be nice to each other. That's the way I'm going to end my podcast. Don't Donald Trump. Be nice to each other. All right, yeah, man. But that's the podcast for this week, man. Thank you guys for listening. I'm trying to come up with a better schedule to record these and post these. I want to actually start going live with it. I want to start doing that. And I think that's something I'm going to do. So we're going to do the YouTube live broadcast pretty soon. I think the thing is, I don't like too many people around me when I'm recording. Like, if you're on the mic with me, cool. But if you're just sitting around, this is weird, just watching me and listening to me, and then you're in the background and stuff like that. So I'm gonna try to do the live stream pretty soon. Hopefully, I'll get another mic. And I just have some guests on. I know some pretty cool people, actually. Hopefully, they'll come. It's my house. They'll come. So, we're going to get that going. Thanks for listening, guys. This is the J-Eazy, You Feel Me podcast. Follow me on your social media. Till next time, we out. I'm doing a peace sign to the YouTube because they can see me. Peace.
Say the rap game is something like the crack game. While you boys are sitting on your packs, relax.
be yourself and quit trying to adapt. Move forward instead of moving back. You lack versatility and facts on your track. You're shooting 2 for 12, man, it's proven in your stats. Don't deny it, oblige it, get better and come back. Everybody kept the Jordan, Kobe or Shaq. I rap simply to get my family out this track.